Yes, thank you. I took 45 minutes.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Speaking out loud.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't hear you.
The next application, the first application for public hearing is case number 11513. The application of Dale Fulton. Site is southwest of State Road, being Route 272, 200 feet north of the ramp to Route 1 and across from Newcastle Street Extended, which is within the city of Rehoboth Beach, with a 911 address of 20314 State Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, map 19.08, parcel 149, and being unit number 5. Requesting the variances from the rear yard and side yard setback requirement. To be more specifically, this was advertised, or for more information, this was advertised for January 5th of 2015 and re-advertised for February 2nd, 2015 for correction. The variance requested is actually correction from the rear to the side setback requirement. The application is for a swimming pool, and a swimming pool requires a 10-foot side yard and a 6-foot rear yard. They're proposing to be 6.1, and just to be safe, they've applied for a 4-foot variance from a required 10-foot side yard setback requirement. And I believe that pretty much summarizes it. In this application, we have no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive 3 mail returns.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
And just for the benefit of the board, the Planning and Zoning Commission previously determined that this lot is not a through lot. It has frontage on State Road. It has frontage on Route 1.
Okay.
But that's the old ramp to the bridge going over the canal, so it's not accessible. So they considered a rear yard rather than a through lot.
Okay.
And that was done several years ago when this project was first approved. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Knight. Sir, you want to go up there and be sworn in, please?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dale Fulton. My address is 20314 State Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And my permanent address is 1700 Northeast 1st Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Yes, I purchased this property last August, and in my contract for purchase, I stipulated that one of my reasons for purchasing was the construction of a small swimming pool in the yard behind the house. The condominium association granted that request, approved it unanimously, and then I worked with the Canal Point townhomes that are adjacent to the property because I would need access through their driveway for the construction of the swimming pool. They granted that approval, and I gave them a deposit in case there should be any problems with using their driveway, so that there would be a bond created between the two of us, and that I would work with them to make sure that there was no interference with their enjoyment of their property, and the work would be done prior to the beginning of the season. I assumed I had a 6-foot variance, or 6-foot side and rear setback when the pool was designed, only to find out that it was a 10-foot setback, and so I requesting the variance for that setback. The backyard is a strange shape and sort of goes in a diagonal, and in order to get a pool that would be of any size, it really requires the extra 4 feet. And that is my request and why I'm here this evening.
All right, sure. I'm going to start out. We'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. I'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Walker?
Yeah, I'd like him to address the standards for granting a variance.
All right, sir. Can you address those for us, please? When you filed your application, did you get a piece of paper with the standards for granting of the variance?
I did, but I didn't know that I needed to have them with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yes. for us to approve or disapprove.
If I can have a copy, I'll.
But sir, there should be some on the back table there.
Sure.
Are we leaving that there?
Sure. I might have one right here. Nope.
I think that suggestion worked out, Mr.
You did.
Yeah.
I jotted it down for us.
Florence, is the requirement on the side 5 feet?
The requirement on the side is 10
for a pool. 10 foot.
For yeah. a pool.
For a pool.
And 6 foot on the rear.
Right.
So when we originally saw it, it appeared that the variance was because of the commission approved the rear yard, determined that it wasn't a through lot, but required a 10 foot setback. But the pool was still an exception under special conditions of the code, so it could have been 6.
Okay.
So we had to flip-flop. We advertised it wrong. Had to flip-flop it to the side.
So was this advertised for a side and rear?
It was advertised for both, just to clarify the first.
Right. So the request is?
Just in case it moved it.
So the request is for 4 feet on the side, 3'9" on the rear.
Now, the rear is to be 6 foot. Or excuse me, yeah, the rear is supposed to be 6 foot, and he's 6.1.
He's okay in the rear.
He's okay on the rear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the request is for.
It's only a side variance.
4 feet variance. On the side.
Right.
Four
10 foot. Right. 10 foot on the side.
And not 3.9 feet as.
But the current is 10 feet. I'm asking for 6 feet.
The application says 3.9.
Yes, yeah, it's 3.9 for the setback from the rear.
Originally, we addressed the rear because of the condition, the commission approval of the parcel saying it was a 10 foot setback.
Okay.
But that was for. The construction of any buildings. The pool has a separate set of conditions.
Okay.
So now we're from the rear. We're wanting 4 feet.
Rear is fine.
Okay. The side then is a four feet.
Side to 4 foot request to the pool.
Okay.
And just to be clear, Mr. Lank, that's the side that says Canal Place Condominium on the survey that we have dated 11/18.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sir. You didn't have any. Okay, Mr. Rickards, did you have any further?
No, I was going to ask the same question.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to Mr. Lank answered that question.
Okay. Sir, do you want to address those at
Yeah, basically the shape of the backyard and the because of the diagonal and the design of the pool, it makes it almost without this variance, I probably won't proceed with adding the pool because it would become so small. And the cost of a small pool, I still have to pay for the same amount of concrete, whether I use it in a small pool or large pool. So it really, the shape of the yard does determine, and if I don't have the variance, it will make a difference. I don't believe that, I've had any impact on creating this, issue. I think the property was designed that way, and I did not realize of the Del Dot piece behind it and the issues that would arise when I purchased it. A pool could be built on this property, but it would be such a small pool that it would not be worth doing it. I don't believe that this has any impact on the neighbors because I have unanimous agreement by the board of directors. There are 5 homeowners in the condominium, unanimously was approved by them, so they don't see it as any impact, and that the Canal Point townhouses that are adjacent to the property have given me approval to use their driveway to construct the pool. They are also in agreement, so I don't believe that there's any impact on anyone in the surrounding neighborhood. I've also, to the Condominium Association, I provided a list of requirements such as lighting and so that I would not have any pole lights, I would not have any activities after certain times. So I've tried to work very closely to make sure that there is no impact. I've lived in Rehoboth for over 15 years and had a pool, and certainly know that I want my privacy respected, don't want to create any problems for my neighbors, just as I wouldn't want them to create any for me.
Okay.
So you feel there's uniqueness in the property, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What size pool is that?
The pool is to be 10 and a half feet by 20 feet.
10 and a half by 20. And you can't move it down any at all?
No, it can't. There's a shed in the back, and if I move it down or I move it to the side, I have a screened porch. I would actually be putting the pool up against my screened porch, and I would afraid I'd walk out or someone would walk out and walk right into the
pool. You have to have a 4-foot walk around there also.
Yeah, so I'm trying to make sure that we looked at it every which way to see if we could change it, if we could change the angle, but because of the diagonal in the back, it can't change the angle of it, and because that impacts the side variance and the side setbacks.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,513. The applicant has addressed the standards. I believe he's done a good job at doing that. He said there is a uniqueness, and I can see there is a uniqueness with the shape of the property, that there variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And an unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. And a variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. He's stated there are some other pools in that area, is that correct? And that the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
And Mr. Rickard, just to be clear, we're using the exceptional practical difficulty standard, correct, for area variances?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,513. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,513 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.